You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Justin DeRozio on the ones and twos.
That's a great job. Yeah, what a
awesome
catchy song.
So catchy.
Do you know what movie this is from?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Which is it?
Shrek.
Shrek 2.
Ah, see, I didn't know that. So
you
want to
know
saying,
how I knew that?
How'd you know?
Because I was listening to you in the hallway.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, I was sitting there. I'm like, am I supposed to know this? Because I don't. Only saw Shrek 1, so I'm going to have to do the Shreks.
Gave up
I'll see
on
if so. Yeah, I didn't love it. What am I supposed to do? Be like, let me watch the others? It was like,
yeah.
Shrek 2's better.
Is it?
I thought
Shrek guy? Yeah.
They
know,
expounded upon the idea.
Let's get Justin DeRozio and our Gen Z producer here. From what I understand, Shrek is a big
movie. Was that derogatory?
Movie. No.
No.
No, it's Gen Z. He's actually Gen Z. That is his generation.
I'm only 25. Yeah.
I can't keep track of
yeah, no. It's
any
just a,
of
that
the
was
a gens.
Meant, that was meant as a factual statement.
I don't even know. Like, when people say the generations, it feels like when they're pointing out certain ones, mm-hmm. it's always derogatory. And
like
you know, like
boomer, and whatnot.
Boomer, sure. That always seems very negative.
It
usually is.
And I think that's like me. People say boomer to me at times.
You're like Gen
Your kids
X.
call you boomer?
Aren't
I
you?
Am definitely Gen X.
Yeah, you're Gen X.
My mom
Your
is a boomer.
Your mom's a boomer. Yeah, you're definitely Gen X.
I am so. Gen X. And I'm proud of being Gen X.
Sure.
But what are you?
So I'm the annoying thing where I'm the like actual cutoff line. I'm late 1981, which
afraid
if you,
to admit it.
No. Like if you look it up, it says millennial goes to either the end of 1981 or the beginning.
Of,
no, literally, look it up. I am on the line. Like I don't know. I was Generation Y, and then they got rid of that. Like
oh,
they
no.
were like you're Generation Y, and then there was no more Generation Y. So I'm like an in betweener, like an elder millennial. I guess
Generation
I don't
X
know.
Is
it's
cool.
really weird.
Elder millennial.
Generation.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is.
Wow.
I mean,
oh,
like my daughter has the coolest
Dude, you're
one.
You're trying to shine the millennial.
No. It's called an elder millennial, I believe. But again, like, dude, look it up.
There's no way that's real.
No, swear to God, swear.
I've heard the term, but it does sound like
that's not a thing.
It's dumb.
Google it.
Elder millennial generation.
Google it.
Well, that sounds it sounds even worse.
You started this conversation saying you have no idea what we're talking about to begin with. No, the point is I am on the line. I don't know what I am. I'm on the line. Like I am. It says late 1981. I'm late 1981. It's like there's no exact day where it says this person's Gen X, this person's millennial. Like, we don't know.
The man with no identity.
Yeah, I am. That's right. Now, my daughter's got the coolest one. They're Generation Alpha, which is like, come on.
Really?
Oh, I love that. So badass. Like, oh, that is
I think
so
I might
cool.
be marrying a millennial.
Oh, yeah. Alicia's probably, because she's my age. Yeah, so she's I think
oh,
Alicia's like
man.
Right around. She's in the same issue that I am. I think she's like born a couple
months
before me.
Before.
And I think it's a similar type of thing. Well, you might have to call off the wedding.
I might be getting married to a millennial.
You might have to call off the wedding. It's tough.
Does that change things for you?
Why do we
it changes
have to,
yeah,
nothing.
Who cares?
Yeah, why do we have to give them names?
It sounds terrible, though. Yeah. It sounds horrendous. Yeah. I'm marrying a millennial.
So anyway, point is, for Gen Z, Shrek's a big movie.
I wonder
for,
if she ate the family dog.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard Shrek has had multiple lives.
Because Shrek, like, it came out in like 2000 or 2001, and then like they kept firing them all throughout the 2000s.
So they just hit you guys at the right points.
Yeah, no matter what year you were born in, there was a Shrek for you. And then it resurged as a meme in the 2010s.
No, you're right. That's it's a meme thing, too. You're right. Smart. All right. Interesting enough. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get the Twitter poll question of the day closed up here. Twitter poll question of the day sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin Chevy inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, do you believe in Bryson Stott again? Yes, no. Which way do you think the voting went?
Oh, man. This is tough.
It is tough.
I certainly believe. I don't think that's going to win, though. Everyone wants to believe it's going to be close. I'm going to say like 52% don't.
It's actually 69% of people believe in Bryson Stott again.
Hallelujah.
People are buying it.
Hallelujah. That did not feel like that was anywhere close to possible.
I was surprised. I expected it to be a lot closer, 50-50 also.
Yeah.
So fascinating stuff. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, I'm going to play a couple of pieces of audio of Jalen Hurts for John. And I want to see if John notices the same thing about it that I did. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Derek and Paoli. Yo, D.
Yo, I'm LOLing about that elder millennial stuff. I ain't never heard
very
of that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's a thing, buddy.
That's not real.
Just Google it.
I guess I'm marrying an elder millennial.
Google it. Yeah,
John, I would not use that word at home. Elder millennial.
That's true. You're right. Good. That's a good point.
I put the different spin on millennial, elder millennial.
Yeah.
I was calling because I heard y'all talking about Jose Alvarado, like with him with the suspension. And John, you was real intense about how you felt about it. But I was just wondering, we forgave Lane Johnson for his suspension, right?
Yeah.
So I just feel like a year or two from now, he's got time to right his wrong. And
he definitely does. I don't think it'll be here. I think that bridge might have been crisped up when he made this choice.
You bring up a great point, and I when I was watching the TV yesterday and talking with my friend, I said what upsets me the most is I really liked Jose Alvarado.
Yeah, I think we all
did. I just found him. I loved his energy, all that kind of stuff.
The celebrations and all
that. The disappointment is palpable.
After we won that year, when he sort of opened up, he was smiling ear to ear, just beaming. He was so thrilled and happy for everyone and such a great teammate. Everyone loved them.
No, they did. I think
devastating all the more because of that.
I think that's what, and I think it's also just where the teams were in terms of their competing for a title.
Like, they weren't when
the
Lane did
thing.
It
was 2016. They started 3-0, and then but they weren't winning anything that year. It was Carson's first year. All that. Derek, Derek, you're right. I'm just saying, I think the reaction is we're all humans, right? We react based on the situation.
Lane wasn't costing them a championship.
Jose Alvarado, that could cost them a title. Like, they are in a title run. We know it hurt them. So I agree with you, Derek. Like, both should be looked at very similarly, but because of the situation around the suspensions, you have to factor that. Like, it hurt the Phillies more than Lane's suspension at the Eagles, so we as a fan base are going to feel it more.
Well, it could, because we could, I mean...
You're right, we could win the World Series, but, of course, but in the moment, it is more impactful because the team is trying to win a World Series as opposed to a team that wasn't with the Eagles.
Can I give somebody a rest in peace shout out real quick? Because he was a loyal listener to this show.
Absolutely.
He listened to the show every day. And we have a lot of loyal callers, but it's way more loyal listeners.
For sure.
His name is Amadio. Today's his funeral. He was a bus driver. Him and my mom worked together for years. And he loved WIP, listened every day. Whenever I called in, he would call my mom and text her and say, your son's on the radio.
I love that.
You know, sudden death. So I just wanted to give him, hopefully somebody, his family or something can hear, rest in peace, Amadio, and prayers for, the funeral today.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. Amadio.
And, My character, it might not be for you because you're an elder millennial. And John will remember this guy. He had his own show on every week, and his name was Alf.
Oh, Alf. Yeah. I remember Alf.
Alf was one of my favorites.
I'm 43 years old. I remember Alf. Yeah. I'm almost 44. I'm a month away from 44.
So. I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm 44. That's right. Well, that's the ridiculous thing. Like there shouldn't be a generation where it's like the 30-year-old and a 43-year-old. Like, isn't that too big? I guess not.
I don't know. Yeah.
It feels too big. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why do I know millennials?
That's right, Ben. You're right. You're right. Like,
who
cares? You know what? Yeah, that's right. I'm just 43. That's it. What generation are you? I'm the one that's 43 years old.
I'm generation.
Ben.
I don't care.
Well said.
I'm proud of my generation X.
I know. You're really excited about
cool.
it.
Millennial.
Yeah, again, you know what? I'm with Ben. I don't care. And even then, yeah, I might not be a millennial. I don't know
old.
What I am. I am a man
you know
without
what you are.
A generation. Look it up. Look up the millennial thing. It says the end of 1981. There's no specific date. There is no, like, it starts on this day and ends on this. It says end of 81, early 82. I was born in September of 81. What does that mean for me, John? What does that mean? That's the question.
I'll tell you what you are.
What's
and where
the
you
name
can
of
go?
The generation born in 1981? People born in 1981 are considered the first millennials.
See, this is what I'm saying to you, dude. Like, they are, but
elderly?
It's like, but it says it's, depending on where you look, it says it starts in late 1981. Like, there's all kinds of weirdness about this. Trust me. I'm the one born. I know. It says
early examples of the Xennial micro generation.
That's what I am. I'm the stupid Xennial micro generation. That's my problem. I was
Xennial.
It's dumb. The whole thing's dumb. That's the takeaway.
Why did they feel the need to do this? Because now this is strange.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither. There we go.
I don't like the cusp concept.
I don't like it either. Cusping. I'm sure Alicia doesn't like it. We're on the same team here. Someone I do like is Jalen Hurts. John, I want to play you a couple pieces of Jalen Hurts audio. One is going to be on his mindset coming into camp or during camp. The other is on training camp itself. But I want to see if there's an overarching thing to this that you notice and I notice this. Let's start with Hurts talking about his mindset in training camp.
My process has evolved on what I expect from training camp. You know, I think over the years, it's just become more and more about winning. And I know that is a very broad thing. And it takes everyone. It takes truly everyone. And so when it comes to having a new, you know, offensive play caller and an offensive coordinator, you take all of those things into consideration. When you're filling in voids in any position, you take all of those things into consideration. When you're trying to build a new identity or establish something new, you take all of those things into consideration. So I make it about the initiative KP has in store, the initiative Coach Sirianni has in store, and just trying to push that and thrive amongst that. Then I know when the season comes, it's about finding ways to win, truly. And so that's something that I've been...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring Podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring Podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Embraced, and I think the team is beginning to embrace that more and more. So that's what it's about.
All right, I want you to keep that in mind. Wow. That is one, right? Okay, so let's see. Just for comparison's sake, we have one more. Talking about training camp, here's Jalen Hurts.
Well, I think we had a really good offseason and a really good training camp, and being able to just build on the foundation that we've established over the years. And so I think we're headed in a good direction in that. We just want to continue to build. You know, I think for context of what training camp serves of, you want to try and find the identity. I'm not saying we're leaving here with an identity, but we know what we're capable of and we know the things that we need to work on. And so when you go into training camp, you know, you're trying new things and you're trying to expand your repertoire and build on new things. And you take the highs with the lows, knowing that you kind of know what direction you want to be in. And at some points, even I know for Coach Petullo, he's putting an emphasis on a lot of stuff he just wants to see. That doesn't necessarily mean that it'll, you know, come to light, you know, out the gate. It may come to light, you know, in the last half of the season or maybe even the playoffs. It's just about building. And I think we did just that.
John, am I crazy? Or in those two answers from Jalen Hurts, did we get more said than in everything he said all last season? Like, are we getting a new Jalen Hurts? That was the most loquacious, most... over-explaining.
Devoid of cliches.
This is excited.
No cliches. He's talking about what they're doing. He's saying what his mindset is. He's giving a glimpse into who he is and what he's thinking. John, am I crazy or is that like loquacious Jalen Hurts?
I think this is a clue to the fact that Jalen Hurts is feeling pretty good about where this offense sits. This is music to my ears because I think we were all so concerned that once again the reset of bringing a new play caller to the forefront with Kevin Petullo, this being the first time he's calling plays, but Kevin Petullo has been here the entire time. Nick Sirianni has been here.
Yep.
Kevin, and this is what we were hoping for. This is best case scenario that you've now got Jalen talking about building on a foundation, about continuing to add to the concepts that they had in place. This is wonderful to hear because it's not a dry run from scratch like it has been the last several years. Every year for Jalen Hurts, except the Shane Steichen 2 years in a row offensive coordinator and play caller, the second year that happened, we went to the Super Bowl and we lost, but Jalen played incredibly.
He was the second in MVP that year.
Yes. I love the fact that he's calling Kevin Petullo KP.
Yeah,
I love the fact that it sounds like their relationship is on really solid footing. He's talking about finding ways to win. How do you make it look different? But the concept remains the same. This foundation building is exactly what we were hoping for.
Yeah, I that was awesome. That was more. I think Jalen Hurts gave us more in those two answers of what he thinks, how he thinks, how he's going about his business. Just an insight into him than we've ever gotten from him in answers. Like, there was, and to Rhea's point, there was no cliches, there was no hurt speak. He just talked. It was really refreshing and
confidence.
Cool here.
Yes. Very confident.
And look, I, John, I'm with you. I think that not just the fact that he did that, but the content of what he was saying made me feel better. And not that I was freaking out about this training camp. Like, you and I have been pretty consistent with not overreacting to what we're hearing or seeing from training camp. But I don't know how you couldn't hear that and feel better if you felt worse about the offense or about Hurts.
There's a really cool clip that they posted, the Eagles posted. Anthony DeBona, you know Anthony.
Sure.
Of Hurts on the sidelines coaching up.
I saw this, yeah.
And Will Shipley.
It was cool.
And Mailata was mic'd up.
Yeah.
And he's just telling him, you know, you got to get, you know, your wit. And he was like really doing a great job. And Will was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got to do that. He walks away and Mailata goes, great coaching. I mean, it was just really, well, I've been around him a lot.
He's growing. Yeah. I really do think, and we've talked a lot, Jalen, I think he works on things and I think he gets better at things and he cares about, and I think this is one of those things. It's on the field, it's off the field, it's the whole thing. I think this is part of that. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, it's like a bat phone. OG Wade, what up, brother?
How are we doing today?
Doing
what up,
great, Wade?
How you doing, pal?
I'm living the life, man. Got the group sitting up there, you know what I'm saying, Rhea?
Thank you, OG.
Listen, you're welcome. Listen, I wanted to comment on that, what you just played. And it's very profound because Jalen Hurts has been letting out some things for a couple of, you know, through this camp. And he said that for a very long time, people have been telling me how I'm supposed to make it, you know, play the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. He said, and when I did it the way that everyone wanted me to do it, and win. He said, so now I'm just going to do whatever it takes to win.
Yep.
So for all the people that want to see Jalen Hurts pass for 30 and 40 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, you can forget it.
Yeah, who cares?
Because guess what he found out?
Who cares?
He found out that don't win.
Yeah,
that matters to this kid.
Wade, I with you, you know, you got two guys here on this show who are the biggest Jalen Hurts supporters on the station, yet we never hear from you in the morning. You're always calling the afternoon show. Who,
and they don't like him at all.
You are the haters in the afternoon show.
Well,
there's no one who treats Jalen Hurts worse than the afternoon show, other than Ike Reese. Shout out to Ike, he's awesome.
And you know what? You got a point there. And you
know
what?
I do.
I'm going to change that.
Yeah, please.
I want to be called
yeah,
some more.
Welcome.
We love you man.
The thing is, I'm such a huge figure out here in these streets. You
oh
know?
Yeah, it's true.
My morning,
I get it, man.
I'm
get
in
it.
Meetings
it's tough.
And everything, and you know how y'all guys do your production meetings.
Oh yeah,
I have all. You know, I got all these fans and everything. Yeah, no, I'll be calling.
Wade, dude, you're the
I
best.
I love that you are trying to steal a caller.
Wade is
from the
best.
Afternoon
of course.
Show. It's
why
a beautiful
not?
Thing.
I mean, I'm just calling like I see it.
No,
you know, I listen
though.
To that show, check and it and like the amount of Hurts hate that comes out of their mouths. It's like it's nauseating.
No, it's not just the amount of hate, it's the fact that they began it the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was pretty
outrageous.
And here's the thing, I want to say this in closing.
Yes, sir.
Jalen Hurts is evolving the position.
I love this.
The quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And when people see something that you've never seen before, it's like, I'm not going to buy into this right now. It's not real. So everybody is saying, well, let's see you do it again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Wade. And you know what? There is
and I
no
think he's
one
going to.
There's no one who wants to do it more again. Like, there's no one more driven who cares more about putting in the work, changing what they do, working on their weaknesses, whatever, to get back and do it again than this dude. It's what makes him super special.
No one likes to work on what they're worst at.
Totally.
It's the hardest thing in the world
you know
to do.
Called?
And this guy
is called
loves that.
It's how he goes about his business.
It's why he's going to overcome this problem, which is it's harder to do it again. That's his whole plan.
I'm totally with you.
Everything is geared toward getting over this hump. That hump is the problems associated with coming back and winning a second Super Bowl in a row.
Wade, you got a answer for a non-human character?
Yeah. Big Bird.
Oh, Man, oh, another big answer. It's going to be tough to
nice
vote
job.
At the end.
I
yeah.
loved Big Bird.
Big Bird is great. All right, 215-592.
How big is Big Bird? 90, how big?
He's got to be like 8 feet, I would guess. When you think about, like, they have, like, you know, they've had the athletes on and stuff. He's always taller than basketball players or whoever on Sesame Street. Like,
was it always the same person inside Big Bird?
For a
and
while
how big was
right?
Until the original guy died.
Yeah, until the original guy died.
How big was the original guy?
He was like 6 foot, but the puppet's bigger than him.
There's got to be like 8 feet, right? I would guess. I don't know for
Big
sure.
Big Bird, he's around 8 feet tall, probably. There's a fascinating Jim Henson documentary on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, on Disney Plus.
Jim Henson is a fascinating figure.
Died way too young. From
way
pneumonia,
too young.
Yes. Right?
From pneumonia, yeah. Yes. You are correct. Hold on. Big Bird height. Let's see this before we get a break.
There was a guy inside. It wasn't real?
8 feet, 2 inches. That was a pretty good guess, right? 8 feet? Oh. Not bad. Yeah. That's all right.
There was not a bird, Ben.
You thought it was a real
bird? It wasn't a real bird.
No.
Not a bird.
Maybe. Who knows? That's right. That's right. The who knew about it. It's my generation. Stop putting it down, John. I do have horrendous news, though, for anyone born in the early 1980s. It turns out I was wrong. Elder millennial is not the actual correct term that's used. They call us geriatric millennials.
No.
Really?
Wow.
Geriatric millennials?
That's brutal.
The worst name for something I've ever heard in my life.
It's even dumber.
For 40-year-olds. Yes. Like, what? Okay. Okay, geriatric.
Isn't
old
geriatric almost derogatory?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, it's like... It's a negative connotation.
No, to let you know a geriatric. Yeah,
how
no
negative
doubt.
It is. I had Clark when I was a little bit older. I was considered
Emily,
a geriatric pregnancy.
Emily had the same thing.
Like,
Emily had the
what?
Same thing. She was 36 when she had Zoe, and she was considered a geriatric pregnancy. She had the exact same thing.
It is. It's like
so
I
maybe
look
it's
at,
not negative. I don't know.
Believe me, when you tell a woman in her 30s
negative.
She's geriatric, it's pretty negative.
Yeah. Oh man,
I can't say
that's
I love
mean.
It.
Yeah, it's mean spirited. It should not become mean. Geriatric when you're in your 30s or 40s for that matter. We're talking geriatric. In my mind, geriatric
means you're
we're talking
dust.
70.
Yes.
Fart dust.
Uh huh.
Yeah. That's
your
what
hair,
I think of.
Your hair is blue.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is inappropriate.
Yeah, doctors should stop.
Your name,
you're not
your name is Dolores or something. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start a movement.
Yes. Irene
Mildred.
Mildred. Okay. I have an aunt Mildred.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Stella.
I'm sure you do.
My aunt Muriel.
Stella's come back around. Stella's cool again.
My other grandmother was named Gladys.
Yeah, you don't see many Gladyses.
Bertha.
Yeah, Gladys.
Gladys
and
Bertha.
What did they do to her?
That's child abuse.
I think Gladys and Bertha is more likely to be name of two cows that are best friends.
You're, you're absolutely right.
Gladys Bertha definitely ate her dog.
It was Gladys. It was.
We're really bringing it all around here. This is going to work by everyone. I really appreciate it. 215-592.
I have my friend who works for the Pennsylvania SPCA.
That's messed up.
She said, not only am I a geriatric millennial, I had a geriatric pregnancy, which is
See,
just wrong
right.
on both accounts.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It's unfair to us, all right? We are being persecuted.
It's unfair to women. They're not calling the fathers. Well, he's a geriatric father.
Well, I'm a geriatric millennial, all right? It's still, you know, I still feel like someone's taking a shot at me, Rhea.
They are.
Worse
it's
for
a
you.
Double jab.
But yeah, we're just getting, you know, for no reason whatsoever. Like, there's no reason to do that. Just come up with,
I agree.
Call us Gen Y.
You need to get your head around the fact that you are
I'm geriatric.
A millennial.
I know.
And you are geriatric.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm just going
to
call you 44 years old.
Thank
I
you.
I mean, seriously.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate that. You know, people try to put us down. All right,
are you also a geriatric millennial?
No, I'm 48.
Yeah, he's Gen
X. I don't know what I am.
Xer.
So.
He's an Xer.
You are an Xer.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
It looks like this. But, yeah, 1977 to 83.
Yes, those 3 years that Ben and I are apart, 4 years that Ben and I are apart, those were the important years that
changed
our generations. Yes.
Major difference.
Yes.
You are not geriatric, and you are geriatric.
And you're older than I am.
And I'm 4 years older.
This all makes sense. I think that we're really getting to the bottom of this here. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll check times yours. I am guessing with... all the ridiculousness today. Time Zero should be hopping today. Let's talk to William in Newark. Hey, William.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, William.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Okay, I got a guest for the non-human, and I got a couple of Phillies comments. But before I do, hey, didn't Bryson Scott just have a baby a couple weeks
His
ago?
His numbers have been phenomenal since he had his son.
Yeah, a couple months ago it was, yeah.
You know what?
He had a baby.
Kind of like Rocky II thing, where she has the baby and is like, now can you just win? Instead, she's probably like, now do one thing for me. Hit.
And look, holy I do cow. Look. You know, we that talk about a lot, it. But like, you know, who knows? Maybe it was harder for him in the later months of pregnancy as sure. as the father. And now that the kid's out, he can relax a little bit. Like, who knows?
We it's never really know. Tough on the father in those late months of pregnancy. I gotta tell you,
yes, it is. You're right, Rhea. Thank you. Someone finally is giving the fathers.
Yes. Well, you know what? We should give you people 8 months off.
Sure. Yes, I agree. It is traumatic sometimes for us.
Yes,
you know.
I ballooned up. I definitely did.
You sympathied?
Oh, man. Yeah. I went up, over $3 bills.
Wow. That'll do it.
With the second child of three. Oh, yeah. Wow. I was like probably almost 315.
Wow.
315.
Ben Davis's face.
Now I'm two.
You look like Bryce Harper when Schwarber hit that home run in San Diego in the playoffs, though.
I'm 210. I'm 210 now. I was a good 315.
Oh, I mean, you were close to 3 when we started doing the show. You got pretty big there for a little bit. I mean, you did.
I was riding the train every day from Harrisburg and then eating multiple strudels.
And honey buns. The honey buns, too. You would do both.
And during the show. Yeah.
You'd eat like 3 of these before the show.
Yeah, no just before.
Me and Spike would be sitting there like watching him being like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
right
I was
now?
Making bad choices.
And now look at him. Now look gorgeous he is.
Yeah, $3 bills.
Handsome son of a gun.
And now
I didn't even believe it.
Engaged. It's all beautiful.
I didn't know for sure that I was 315 because I didn't have a scale. Because, you know, like the scale is at the facility. The scale is where you play and work. And so I never went and purchased one. Yeah. And so the only scale that I had was, well, I didn't have it. It was at the airport, you know, like where you put your bag.
Right.
And I was picking up
ridiculous.
At the time, my mother-in-law from the Harrisburg International Airport. And I secretly hopped on.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So I secretly hopped on real fast and then I hopped back off. And then it was like, wait a second. Did that say 300?
Oh, man.
Did that say, it said like 305 or something like that. And it was like, wait, maybe that was just because I hopped on real fast and hopped back off.
Oh, yeah, that's the
maybe
reason.
It was because they calibrate it heavy because they want everyone to pay more for their luggage. So I was like, I just don't even believe it. You know, even though I don't have a scale at my house, now that I've stepped on a real scale at the airport, I'm just not going to take its word for it either. And so I just kept eating the way that I ate.
Very Joe DiCamera of you to not believe the things in front of your eyes. All right, William, what do you got in the fills, my friend?
Oh, well, no, I was just saying, if you notice with this group, I like the fact that...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services... It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, I don't like it, but if you notice the past 3 years, whenever these guys are in the role of the underdog, they play great. And then as soon as it shifts, when they're in the role of the favorite.
You're right about this.
It's like they're Pascal Coles. Like,
it's a fascinating point. I don't know if one equals the other. I don't think we have enough evidence to say for sure, but I do agree with you. It has felt like the Diamondback series up 2-0, flying high, fall apart. You know? We saw it in the World Series, up 2-1, flying high, fall apart. I do think there is a... There's been a bit of a front-runner thing with this team. I think this group this year feels a little different, but I definitely agree with you. I think that is something that has been a factor.
This is a team that gets tight.
When they're you know, up on top. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a fascinating point.
All right, I guess you want my guess for the non-human?
I do.
All right. The biggest and the best, Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
not human.
Goodness.
That's a great answer. Joe DiCamera will fight against it. But not human. Absolutely.
And we're just talking about how he's our local legend now, the corn sweat guy.
Yeah, and Ben Davis, Superman-esque in his appearance as well. So, yeah,
hey, really. Do you know the corn sweat guy?
I do not.
No, but you want to, right?
I should call him now.
I want to. I want to be friends with David. I feel like I could be friends with David Cornsweat.
You could call him Superman?
Yeah.
Corn sweat?
No. If we're friends, I'm calling him Soup, man. You got to go Soup. We're
what
friends.
What about Clark?
You know? Soup.
Okay. Hey, Clark. Yeah.
Jor-El. I want to call him Jor-El.
Well, Jor-El's his dad. Yeah. His name would be Kal-El.
Oh, that Kal-El. My bad. Oh, I can't believe I said that.
Oh, that might be the worst transgression this entire show.
I think the eating a dog thing is probably the top.
Speaking of which, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
He didn't waste.
Just to be clear, he didn't actually eat the dog, we think.
No.
Okay.
You're right, we think.
Time's yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. The sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Wi-Fi's boom and unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's see what we got today.
I hope Joe DiCamera is enjoying his vacation half as much as I am. Time's yours.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Well done. What's next?
I just know growing up, I was looking at the dog thinking, because it's a chocolate lab, is it sweet or is it savory? I have to find out.
That's true, man. Look, I was right there with you. I know how it feels.
John, once you said chocolate
like
lab, you
have a whole nother thinking the same thoughts.
Oh, it's so good. What's next?
John Ritchie, you are a fascinating man. How many dogs dying around your house when you were a little kid? Also, how can you not differentiate between pheasant and caribou? I have a list of questions.
That's true. I mean, I did know the difference. I could tell the difference there.
Just not if it was dog or caribou. What's next?
Sir John Ritchie, did your elementary teacher say something like this to you? So little Johnny, what are you going to do on summer break? Well, teacher, I think I'm preparing to eat my dog.
Nikki's feeling under the weather. I'm worried where this is leading. Guys.
Why is my stomach rumbling?
I was worried. I loved these dogs.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's all fun and, laugh at me now. I was really worried.
I am sure. That sounds so traumatic.
I hated the idea that they would make these stews that I had no idea what was in there. They're just no idea.
Johnny, what are you doing on your summer vacation?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to eat my dog. Let's shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Can I please nominate John telling us that as drop of the year? Yeah, drop of the year. It's got to be in the running.
No, it's up there. Man, that was...
Doesn't it make sense to you, though?
Yeah, it's great.
Like,
no,
if you don't waste, you know, like, if you
as
really
a family,
do, you...
Yeah.
you try to make the most of everything that you hunt.
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to hunt your dog, but your
even
dog is...
Ben Davis wouldn't eat the family dog.
Your dog is an animal that's there.
Part that I don't get is how did you not like go to your mom at any point and be like, hey, mom, like we don't eat the dog, right?
Well, no,
hey, mom,
I think it felt sensitive. It felt like a sensitive topic.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, so it just
didn't even
feel like
know.
It was appropriate to ask.
Okay, John, can you
and
ask
I
her
knew
now?
They tricked me all the time. I knew they were going to trick me. So yeah. I didn't necessarily trust them because they'd always trick me with the, you know, the gamier meats.
Can you ask her now? When you get home today,
I'm pretty sure they didn't eat dog. I feel
bad. And ask her if you ever ate the family dog?
I will. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer. But
pretty sure.
I'll clarify.
I feel pretty confident you didn't eat the family dog. I'm just, you know, I don't know. That's my guess anyway.
I'm pretty sure.
I think I'm eating the dog. It really was a really great one, John. Oh. I really appreciate you sharing that with everyone. That was a... unexpected turn for the day.
Yes, the chocolate lab was just the cherry on top.
When you had chocolate lab, that was definitely...
I mean,
like,
could it have been any other dog?
It took it to
no
another
chance, right?
level, right? Yeah.
There's no way it could have been anything other than a chocolate lab.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, appropriate that we're talking about non-human characters today for our side topic today.
That's so true.
Let's turn to... Let's get the final answers in. Andy in Westchester, did you have a non-human character for us?
Yeah, King Kong.
King Kong has
awesome
been said.
Answer.
We need another answer
Take
from
him.
You. Oh, okay. So Godzilla.
Godzilla. It's a good pivot right there, Andy. And let's get Bam in. Bam, you got an answer for us.
Bart Simpson.
Bart's a human.
Oh, he's not?
Cartoon.
Cartoon.
RoboCop.
Okay, RoboCop is part human. So bad answers from
but
Bam.
But Cyborg.
Man. Kinda, yeah, but
he's
still
cyborg.
Human.
He is part human.
He's part human. I mean, Peter Weller is still in there,
by
you know?
Definition.
And at the end of the movie, the human part comes through and ends up, you know, doing the right thing instead of trusting his programming. So, you know, just saying.
So true.
I think there's. I still think there's a haymaker out there.
What do you got? Because we're done with calls, so you could say it.
Terminator.
I said it. So
you
there
did?
You go.
That is a
great
haymaker.
Answer, though, right?
It definitely would have won had Jimmy not said it.
I
would have voted for that.
I knew John would.
That's
vote
a
for
great,
it.
Great answer.
All right, so we got to choose here. We got some great answers today. E.T. stands out as a potential winning answer. King Kong, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Shrek for the conversation. Big Bird, Superman, Godzilla. Which way are we going?
Man, Superman is an awesome answer.
It's a really clever answer for Superman because the Superman talk of the fact that he looks so much like a human, I think, is an interesting.
And we've got Corn Sweat, the local friend of the show, hopefully.
And Joe doesn't believe that he's an alien.
You're selling me. We just did this. Is Superman sold? I mean, I saw Ben was unsure. Which way were you going to push, Ben? You were going to push for something else.
How about Lassie, John?
It didn't get said. So.
That hurts me.
Well, you know what?
You're just poking at me now.
Hold on. At least you didn't say old Yeller.
You're just trying to hurt me.
Benji? Hooch? What about Hooch?
No, I'll go Superman.
Okay. No.
Hey, Mickey Mouse was an incredible answer also.
Yeah, it was. And Bugs Bunny's big. But
King
I like
Kong,
Superman.
Great answer.
I think for
Shrek,
all those reasons you said,
Superman.
I think if we have to choose... It's
like
Superman.
It. Yeah.
All right, Superman. So that is a congratulations
and can we please,
to William in Newark. With
can we meet our voices with David Cornsweat? Is that his
David
name?
Cornsweat.
David Cornsweat on our show? We got to try to call him.
I want him on the show desperately. We got to get Devin involved.
Devin
somebody
needs
who has
to
his
figure
yeah.
this out.
I will say, I do respect to, and not to, to take a shot at him before he comes on, I respect that he stuck with Cornsweat to do a Joe to camera. It's a tough name.
Oh.
That's not going to help us get him on the air, James Seltzer. I'm just saying. Oh,
that's true, too.
David, you're the man. Come on the show.
I want to mention real quick.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. The Midday Show.
Midday
coming up.
Show. Head down. They are at the Chesapeake Inn today from
Which
10 to 2.
Which is such an awesome
place. It's a phenomenal place on the water. I've been there a million times.
Beautiful.
John Marco, the owner. Amazing food. You have a great day. You can go down there and hang out with Joe and Hugh.
That is awesome, yep. Awesome stuff. It's a great time down there. Thank you to Justin D'Orazio doing an awesome job.
Is that where the chicken wing thing happened?
No, so that was a separate place. But okay. I know what you're, yeah, different place.
But very similar
yeah,
look.
Similar vibe. Great, great place, the Chesapeake Inn. And thank you to Louis Coco doing a fantastic job helping produce the show as well. Ben Davis, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
We'll be back tomorrow from Borgata.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.